Hey everyone, welcome to a special episode of Q&A Selling Online. As you noticed, there is no intro today. So what I did was I created a live video and then I'm going to post it here on YouTube in a couple of minutes. But I used the sound from that video from a message that I released out there to the social media marketing agencies and why they are targeting the exact same customers and everybody's targeting the exact same three over and over, which is dentists, chiropractors, and real estate agents. And I broke it down and basically trying to find out why everybody is targeting the exact same ones and why not target the real customers that are out there that will automatically reduce your competitors and just let you go all the way to the top. So the editing done to this sound is unexisting, and therefore the sound quality actually may not be the best, but please bear with me and we'll get along just fine.
All right, welcome everybody. This is Quinn, and today I want to give you some quick tips on how to find new and better clients for your social media agency. So everybody out there is doing the same old tricks that I don't know if you're all learning from the same books, if you're all taking the exact same courses, but to be honest, everybody is targeting real estate agents. Everybody's targeting dentists and chiropractors. Those three poor targets, I was going to say something else, but those poor people are getting bombarded daily with emails, cold calls, and obviously the chiropractor and the dentist don't even get to those calls because they have the gatekeeper that's going to hold you all back, or most of you. But in reality, those are good customers. So don't get me wrong, those are good customers. And they are customers that need lead generation. So those are good points. But are they the best? And are they the only ones? Why only focus on those three? So there's some clients out there that are really good in their lifetime value, which is what you're working with. You're working with the value ladder, what they're going to bring to your customer in the future so they can actually have an ROI positive from the ads, from the marketing that you're doing for them. Those customers that I'm going to mention right now, I have a list here and I'm going to tell you all these customers that nobody else wants to tell you for whatever reason. These have even higher value ladders, or lifetime value of each customer is even higher than any of those three prior. So, for instance, the weight loss industry, and that is, you know, that is, of course, it is competitive, not for the marketing person, but for these people that are selling. The people, it is super competitive. You start a supplement company, whatever, and that's not what I'm going to talk about is supplement companies. None of that. I'm talking about the liposuction clinics, for instance. Gastric surgery. So the number one weight loss surgery done in the U.S. with over 250,000 per year just last year in the U.S. is the gastric bypass. All these gastric surgeries that reduce basically the person's stomach. Anyway, the how they do it doesn't matter. What matters is that 250,000 people per year are getting this done. Can you find a part of those 250,000 and bring those leads to your customers? Of course you can. Super easy. And these, let me tell you, these are not cheap. These are not cheap. These are really high up there surgeries, and they're ongoing because they're a big surgery. So the customer will have to return to that doctor and will have to go to that doctor several times. So one customer that you get them may have to go from 1 to 5 times visit them. And this is 5 times reoccurring revenue that you're going to bring that doctor, that clinic, whatever you're going to search for. And then cosmetic surgery. It's up in the sky. Plastic surgery is also very expensive, and there's so much being done these days. There's the Botox, the ear surgery, believe it or not, the second biggest surgery number done in the States, plastic surgery, is ear surgery. And of course, there's all the You know, the lip jobs, the boob jobs. There's butt extensions. There's butt extensions. But when you're searching for these, remember, you're not going to just search for boob job clinics, right? You're going to go for the scientific approach, which is mammoplasty. Mammoplasty, whatever it's pronounced, that's the actual term that these doctors in these clinics are going to use. That's how you are going to find them. Another one is, and it may be the biggest one, the one that has the biggest lifetime value of a customer, which is an IT company. An IT company can have a lifetime value starting at 20 grand. Starting at 20 grand, 50, 60, 100, 200, 500,000. There are companies that are spending $500,000 with IT companies. So if you get them one customer, out of all the leads you're going to get them, if you get them one, you know, your ROI for this company is just going to be insane. That's one good review you're going to get if you get one customer for an IT company. Another one that nobody is bringing up, nobody's in any course, in any of these trainings that all these social media marketings are getting, nobody is bringing up the bridal shops. The bridal shops. For some people, the wedding is the second biggest expense they have in their lifetime. For other people, actually, it's the biggest. The people that don't get to buy a house or a very fancy car, the biggest expense they'll ever see in their lifetime may be their wedding, with an average in the U.S. starting at $25,000 per the whole bridal party or whatever it's called. So why not target these bridal shops? How hard could it be to find a ton of bridal shops in your local area? Actually walk into those instead of cold calling, instead of emailing, walk in and talk to the admin, the marketing person, or the owner, build this relationship, and you'll be surprised with how many customers you can get with the bridal shops. Then again, there's stuff that everybody knows, but most people don't remember, and it's lawyers. Lawyers have, of course, a big, most times it's not reoccurring revenue. So if you're going to get them a customer, not always that customer is going to return to them. Sometimes it's a one-time customer. So when in that situation, you focus on divorce lawyers. Why? Because these divorce lawyers are in and out. These are in and out cases. They come in, everything is set up. There's no investigations needed, nothing. It's a really quick case. So their money will land in their pocket really quick. As soon as they get a customer, they can close this and keep moving on to another one. I'll mention one more today that's good. And then what I'll do is, if you want to hear the rest, because I have a list that never ends. There's so many niches, whatever you want to call it out there. There's a ton. So if you want to hear more, subscribe. But let me finish with one more, and it's car dealerships. Car dealerships. A lot of people build loyalty to a brand. If you can bring these people, these dealerships, brand loyal customer, they will love you. Try to work on car dealerships. See what you can do to bring them the customers in. It's really easy, actually. They're customers that are very easy to sell them the social media management side. The ones, because most of the car dealers that you're going to see, and I say most of them because there's every case is a case, but most of them are old school people that their family has been in the car industry, and now they're in the car industry. So they know a lot about cars, and they know a lot about selling the cars, and they know a lot about the brand, but they don't, most of them, again, I'm going to say most of them, don't have the social media skills to develop a following and to get all the likes, to get all the shares, and to be mentioned in the news for whatever reason. So if you have those skills, you can present those skills to them. And also, they depend on leads, right? So you just have to let them know or remind them that the leads is what makes a customer. For a certain amount of leads, they're going to come into that door. So many are going to leave with a vehicle, right? And often these the North American customer often replaces their vehicle with a new one between 2 to 5 years. So if it's a lease, for instance, you're going to get a 5-year lease. That means at the end of that lease, you're going to have the option to buy the car or just let it go and get a new one. You just have to bring them to the door, and then they develop the brand loyalty after that. And of course, after the fact, that's none of your business now if they sell or not, if they develop brand loyalty. But Your function is just to bring those customers to the door and make sure they're actually real leads, and that eventually your customer is going to get an ROI from the job you're performing to them. And from here, they will keep your services ongoing, right? So if you get, I don't know, this plastic surgery clinic, if you get them one customer this month, they may keep your services for the next month. And then next month, you get them one, two customers. It doesn't matter. One customer is enough to pay for your services. If you get them two, three, of course, they are going to keep you reoccurring month after month, maybe years. And to the point that sometimes their customers don't convert. Just like in e-commerce, not everybody that lands on a website is going to buy something. But with time, there's a conversion rate. If it's the 3%, 6%, 10%, the more leads you bring into any business, the bigger are the chances that one of those leads is going to convert. And that matters to you. Some people think, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just going to bring them the leads. And after that, it doesn't matter to me. It does matter, because if you don't deliver results to your customer is not going to deal with you anymore. So actually, even if you know your customer is not very good at selling, if they're not going to contact the leads that you bring them, they are losing. Therefore, you are going to lose them as a client. So make sure the leads that you bring to your customers are actually being contacted. That is very important. So now I'm going to leave it at this. I think in this corner right here is going to show up my face. Click on subscribe, and I'm going to bring you a list. Let's say, I don't know, a weekly list. 5 new customers for you every week. How does that sound? Really good, eh? So if you enjoy this, if there's something you didn't agree with, please leave me a comment and we can discuss it. And maybe you're right. It happened before me being wrong. So let's do it. If you think I'm right and you agree, you can also comment below. So thank you very much. And I hope you all have an amazing day. And also, let me know, how do you get your customers? Do you cold call? Do you cold email? Or do you actually physically walk into their businesses and do you go and contact them? So that's a good one. How do you do that? Let me know. Maybe I can learn something. Thank you so much. Have a great day.